This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week I told about a pair of Swedish immigrants, Lars Nilsson and Britta Larsdotter, who arrived in Roseau County in 1880. They came with 8 children, and 2 of those lived their lives in Roseau County, while several others moved to Canada with their parents. I read from a history compiled by Benita Cowper, a copy of which she gave to Roseau County Museum. I told you about their son Peter last week, who died in Stafford Township. His brothers Martin and Andrew also lived part of their lives in Roseau County. Today we'll talk about Martin. Martin married Betty Dahlgren at Warren on June 6, 1893. He operated sawmills and farmed. In 1900, they sold their first farm to Tom Riney Sr. and moved to Stafford Township, where they again homesteaded, continuing to farm and operate sawmills. In those pioneer days, there were no roads. The country was wet, and the bullflies and mosquitoes and the shortage of ready money made life difficult. During the summer months, Martin tended to the farm work, and during the winter months, he engaged in logging and in operating a sawmill in Fallen Township. Because of lack of transportation, he made his weekly home visits by walking the 15 miles from mill to home. Martin was active in community affairs and held many positions of trust. He was elected the first clerk of School District 51 in Jadis and later became treasurer of School District 19 in Stafford. In 1901, he was elected county commissioner from the 2nd District and held that office until his death in 1936. For more than 32 years, he was the chairman of that board. He held that position at the time of his death, having never missed an annual meeting of the board until January of that year. In 1905, in the Roseau County Press, a small paragraph said this under the heading of County Correspondence of Stafford. Martin and Peter Nilsson made a trip to the King's Domain, meaning Canada, the first part of the week to visit their parents located there. King Edward VII, called Bertie, was the king at that time. In 1905, Martin formed a partnership with his brother-in-law, T.C. Pedersen, going into the blacksmith business in the village of Roseau. They set up shop at what is now 119 2nd Street Southwest. The following year, the family moved into town, where they lived for a year before moving to the Jonas Schuberg farm in Jadis. In 1909, however, Martin built a new home in Roseau. Then, in 1912, Nilsson and Pedersen added the automobile business to their enterprise, taking on the Ford Car Agency. Not long after, they added the Fords and Tractor line, and in 1917, the Chevrolet Agency. The partnership dissolved in 1919, with Mr. Pedersen retaining the Ford and Fordson contract, and Mr. Nilsson the Chevrolet and the blacksmith business. Mr. Nilsson then built a new small blacksmith shop on the west end of the lot, having the present address of 107 Main Avenue South. The following year, he built an automobile garage, which was at the same location when Benita was writing the history in 2004. The Chevrolet dealership stayed in the Nilsson family until 1958, when Wayne Nilsson, no relation, became the sole owner. Besides raising their own 5 children, Martin and Betty also raised his sister Betsy's 2 youngest children, Lillian and Sophie, after Betsy, Mrs. Lars Nordstrom, passed away in 1924 in Sprague, Manitoba. Martin retired in 1935 due to ill health, and the business was taken over by his sons Arthur and Elmer Nilsson. He passed away in 1936. His death was not unexpected, but nevertheless shocked the community. He had been troubled by a heart ailment. He was buried in the family lot in Stafford Cemetery. This paragraph was copied from his obituary. As county commissioner and head of the board, Martin Nilsson took an interest in the affairs of the county as if such were his own private business. He was a self-made man, practical and shrewd. He was successful in his private business, and he brought to the office as commissioner the same practical and good judgment that he used in conducting his own affairs. Among the outstanding of his achievements was his contribution in bringing about the ditch tax relief. His successes did not change him. He remained the same common, everyday sort of man he was when he came to this section. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county's history. Next week I'll read about another brother, Andrew Nelson, who is often known as Preacher Nelson.